tell me that we're through. It's all over now. You've changed.
Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're near heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today.
October 4th meeting of the Goleta Library Commission to order. And we can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please. So Janet, you may want to hit record.
Recording in progress.
There you go.
There we go. All right, ready, begin. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Janet, can we do a roll call?
Chair Goodman?
Present.
Vice Chair Murray?
Present.
Commissioner Callanan?
Present.
Commissioner Aguilar?
Present.
Commissioner Peck?
Present.
And before we approve the minutes, is there any public comment at this point?
If there are any members of the public that wish to speak, please use the raise your hand icon feature located within this app to speak at this time. I do not see any speakers at this time, Chair.
All righty. So seeing none, let's move on to A1, approval of the Library Advisory Commission meeting minutes from our meeting Wednesday, October 25th, 2021.
September, you mean?
August 20th.
August, right, sorry. Great.
Thank you. Would somebody like to move to approve the minutes?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
All right. Can we do a roll call, Janet?
Chair Goodman?
Approved.
Vice Chair Murray?
Approved.
Commissioner Aguilar?
Approved.
Commissioner Callanan?
Approved.
Commissioner Peck?
Approved.
All right, so that moves us to item B2, our director's report. And I'm going to suggest if we have any questions to use the raise hand icon, which if you're not familiar with Zoom is on the bottom of your screen. Director, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you. This report is going to cover the time period between July and August. So the library is open to the public from 10 to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. We no longer have a maximum time that people can spend in the library. excuse me, we were restricting people to half an hour and then they could leave and come back in. We are not doing that anymore. We were never getting close to the maximum number of people allowed in the building. So we decided to stop doing that. We do keep an eye on the total number in the library at any one time to ensure our ability to enforce social distancing and just keep it safe. So within the months of July and August, we had 9,188 visitors in the building. Sidewalk service continues from 11 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday for those who do not wish to enter the library building. In July and August, we helped a total of 2,366 patrons during these hours. We are going to be discontinuing this service in a couple of weeks because it's down to serving around 30 people a day, and it requires a staff person be outside from 11 to 4, and we're finding it difficult to staff the inside of the building during that time period. So we will provide sidewalk service still if someone calls us and says they have a hold here that they'd like to pick up but don't want to come inside. One of us will still continue to walk the item out to their car. We circulated 55,496 items in July and August, 10,000 more than the previous 3 months combined. So you can see that library use is starting to pick up again, finally. We loaned 1,993 items to other libraries in July and August. Our patrons borrowed 2,210. So if you'll remember, we're trying to make those numbers as even as possible so that we're loaning out as much as we're borrowing. So we are really happy to see those numbers. There were 1,457 uses of the wireless network outside of the library. In order to help bridge the digital divide in Goleta, we do keep the wireless on until 10:30 p.m. at night so that people can come park in the parking lot and use the wireless. We held 29 children's, teen, and adult live online programs with a total of 117 views. As you can see, August is a very slow time for us in terms of programming. There were 51 recorded programs in July and August with a total of 1,810 views. Now that's mostly summer reading club programs. The Summer Reading Club is in June and July, not in August. We held 43 one-on-one tech tutoring sessions and 2,469 craft kits. Those are the free craft kits for kids, were handed out in July and August. 647 children, grade 6 and under, participated in the summer reading program, and all told, they read 7,318 books. 97 teens in grades 7 through 12 read 422 books during the summer reading club. And adults were also allowed to join, and 181 adults read 917 books during the summer reading club. And what you're seeing are some of the raffle prize kits for each age group. Our very generous community sponsors gave us wonderful gift cards and things like that to include in the kits. We've welcomed back adult volunteers to the library. So we had 40 volunteers put in 431 and a quarter hours altogether in July and August. They helped staff with a wide array of tasks necessary for the daily operation of the library. They help us each morning. We run a holds list of all of the items that people from our jurisdiction and other jurisdictions have placed holds on. And then we have to go search the shelves and pull those items. So volunteers help us with that. They help us check in the shipment that comes from the other jurisdictions 3 days a week. They help us check in book drop returns. They help with reading the shelves to make sure that the shelves are in order and other tasks. Some of them help us put book covers on books. Some of them help us search items that have a lost or missing status. So we really depend on our volunteers to run the library. We could not run the library day to day without the help of our adult volunteers. Our teen volunteers are still only allowed to help virtually, and they can do that mostly by posting book reviews online. So we're getting a nice group of online, very thoughtful book reviews by our area teens. And then the last Book to Action grant program was held in August. All told, we held 26 programs, such as book discussions, craft programs, speakers, films, craft programs, and writing workshops. Our total attendance at all of these programs at the three branches was 1,321 attendees. So it was a huge amount of work, and we're especially grateful to the branch supervisor at Solving. She did a lot of work for us on this, but we got a great result in terms of participation. And that's the end of my director's report for July and August.
Thank you. Do we have any questions?
I have a question. So can you comment about the participation in the summer reading programs, how does that compare to, well, probably not last year, but you know, the summer before the pandemic?
It's definitely lower than when we had in-person summer reading, because of course this year it was entirely online through a program called Beanstack, which does make the effort to make it fun. But I think kids were kind of tired of computers after having to do school on computer pretty much exclusively. So it definitely was a lower number than we normally see, almost by half. But the number of books read was very high for the number of kids who participated. So there was that dichotomy there, but it was definitely different. And we're hoping that next summer we'll be back to doing it live, because one of the things that the kids really enjoy doing is we have teen volunteers here and they listen to the kids talk about the favorite books that they read. And the kids really enjoy having the attention of the teens and getting to talk about their books that they loved. So that element just isn't, you know, a part of an online program. So we're sure that that is the reason that the number was smaller.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Callanan?
Yeah, I just had a quick question as a newbie. The 55,000 items distributed, is that all? What's the split between sort of physical and digital? Because I imagine it's both, or is it only physical only?
That's physical only.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I will, in future reports, include the digital.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. If there are no further questions, we'll move to item B2, but I think I need to ask if there's any public comment about the item B2, the Isla Vista book ban, before we go into the report.
If there are any members of the public that wish to speak, please use the raise your hand feature located within the app to speak at this time. I see no speakers.
All right, let's go ahead with our report from the book van.
Okay, so I think Lori looks a little bit sunburned like I am from being there today. Our Goleta Valley Library book van debuted today at the Isla Vista Community Center with a ribbon cutting ceremony. Senator Monique Limon, who was the very generous sponsor of the $200,000 grant to make it all possible, attended, as did County Supervisor Joan Hartman, Goleta Mayor Paula Perotti, City Council members Stuart Kasdan. There were two other City Council members there, and members of the Isla Vista Community Services District Board, members of the Isla Vista Parks and Rec Department. There were a lot of very important people there today to help us celebrate this really big day. So we were very excited that the weather held out for us. So it's been a real struggle. So some of this information, unfortunately, is not true yet. It's been a real struggle getting the van modified to our best use. Custom shelves have been added to the interior to store items that have been that will be placed on hold by Isla Vista patrons. So we will be delivering hold materials to different people at the Isla Vista stops. So that was completed last night. And a motorized lift has not yet been installed to make the loading and unloading of book carts, boxes, display materials, less difficult for book van library staff. That is yet to be installed. So right now it's physically onerous for library staff to load and unload the vehicle, but we will do it for as long as we need to. Steps were put under the drivers, passengers, and side opening doors to help those of us who are of average height enter the Mercedes Sprinter van, which is rather tall. I could not get into it without the steps. So we definitely needed those. Security features were installed to help keep book carts and other wheeled furniture from moving around while the van is in transit. And this picture was taken before we had decals put on the side that have the Goleta City logo, and then it, using the papyrus font that the Goleta City uses for the City of Goleta, we have Goleta Valley Library and then book van down the side. And on the other side, which has the long door that opens on the side, we just have the logo and Goleta Valley Library, and it looks beautiful. So inside the vehicle, we have two tables for use by staff. So we'll be creating a lot of library cards, we anticipate, particularly in the first 6 months of the project. Checking out materials, we checked out some materials today and created some library cards, so that was great. We'll be displaying items for checkout, as well as information about our downloadable materials and different collections, like the Library of Things collection. Displaying a card catalog for searching, our new card catalog, which makes things so much easier. We'll be placing holds for people and finding downloadable items for them. And we will have a Wi-Fi on board so that they can download items right there at the book van. We have two chairs for staff, four book carts for displaying books, DVDs, and books on CD for checkout for all ages from preschool through senior. We'll have several wagons, which will have free reference materials and other books for people to take, and they can return them on a later date if they wish. But these are honor system, so if they want to keep them, they can. We also have containers featuring honor system books And we'll have lots of printed recommended reading lists, instructions on how to download materials, and so on. We'll also have printed calendars as to what days we'll be stopping at each site from this month through January. And we did put a notation on that sheet that lists all of those sites that when it rains, people will need to call the library to find out if the book van is in service that day. We will also give away pre-made craft kits for children of all ages. Most families have the supplies needed, although some do require simple items such as glue and crayons. Every time a child visits the van, we will hand out a craft for as long as supplies last. I anticipate them lasting at least 6 months. And then hopefully we'll have some grant money to purchase additional craft kits, or perhaps one of our partners will donate some money so that we can purchase additional craft kits. Also available for borrowing are 3D items from our Library of Things collection. And we actually checked out the little guy in the middle, BB-8 from Star Wars. We checked that out today. We also have virtual headsets and computer tablets that are preloaded with games for specific ages. We have a two huge electric keyboards, all kinds of things, puzzles. We have some dementia kits that we think might be especially helpful at Friendship Manor. So we'll be bringing out a selection of these 3D Library of Things items at each stop, and then also placing holds on whatever anyone wants that we don't have on the van and bringing them to them in 2 weeks the next time that we visit them. The grant allowed us to hire 4 new staff members, so it will be staffed by 2 teams of 2. A library assistant and a library aide. There will be 1 Spanish speaker on each team. And I will be on the van during the month of October for 1 of the 2 shifts. Janet Ling will be on the other shift to train the new staff and troubleshoot with the Isla Vista agency staff members. There's going to be a big learning curve on this. We learned a lot just today. Loading the van and then unloading it. So we expect it will take us a month to get the rhythms down and get it correct. So this is our schedule. We committed to doing 15 hours a week at the Isla Vista Community Center. We're hoping that today was just a fluke because we had very little business. It's early days. And we will have an issue when the time changes because there are no lights in that parking lot. So we're not sure what we will do. We can go earlier on Monday and Wednesday, but not on Tuesday, because as you see, we go to Stork Community Center in week 1 and see Lookout Park in week 2. So what we have here is a revolving schedule of 2 weeks. So this week is week 1, the top week. Next week is week 2. And then the week after that, we go back to the week 1 schedule. So we are alternating between these 2 weeks. And so one of the handouts that we have is, as I said, the one that has the actual dates for each site from now through January. So you'll see that we're going to 3 of the Isla Vista Park and Recreation Parks. We're going to Friendship Manor, Studio Plaza Apartments, which has a lot of students from UCSB, and SBCC is one of our sites. We're going to the St. George Teen Center. We're going to UCSB Early Childhood, the West Campus Playground, Isla Vista Elementary School, and Stork Community Center, which is parent student housing for UCSB. So that is a full schedule for us. We can't take any more stops than those. So we'll be taking very careful statistics of how many visits we get at each spot. And after about 6 months, evaluating whether we're going to the correct places and whether we need to tweak the schedule a little bit. So that's our schedule for now. Schedule is posted on our website calendar, as well as on the IV agency sites. It will be posted at the stop sites as well. We're handing out laminated copies so that they can post them on poles or on buildings. And I sent them out to them all via email, both the schedule and the actual dates, so that they can post them in their newsletters and websites and such. So we are hoping that with the publicity we got today, and with the social media publicity that we'll be doing with our partners and then on our website, that we will, by the end of the month, have some regular visitors to the Book Van at its variety of stops. So we're very optimistic about the program. We've been getting calls at the library ever since the press release went out last week, from people who are just really enthusiastic and just wanted to let us know that they're very enthusiastic. And we had just a small handful of people today, but they were all UCSB students and they were super excited. The one that took out the BB-8 robot to learn coding was a UCSB student, and she was really chuffed to get that. So I think it's going to be great. And we've got 4 great new staff members, and we've got enough money in the grant to pay for those 4 staff members through the end of the grant. And that end date is June 30th, 2023. So that's my report on the Book Van.
Any questions?
Just want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know this was like, a vision of yours in particular, Allison. So it's glad to see it, that it has tires and batteries and books, most of all, and people.
Yes. Yes, I was up till 3 a.m. I was up at 3 a.m. this morning just trying to think if I had forgotten anything. And so I'm glad it all went well today.
How are you reaching out to families and children in Isla Vista?
Well, we've got great partners with the parent-student housing and with the early childhood center at UCSB. And so they are doing a lot of publicity for us, also with Isla Vista Elementary School. They have done a lot of publicity for us. So, and we're going to be there for 4.5 hours on every other Friday. So we're really excited about that. And we have a lot of things for the teachers as well as for the students. So we're working with our partners. We can't do all of the publicity ourselves. We really feel that the partners need to partner with us to get the word out, because they know how to reach their constituents. We have bought, through conversations with our partners during this process, we learned that we needed to have a collection of children's and parents' materials in simplified Chinese and Spanish. So we have, it took us some searching, but we did find materials in simplified Chinese and also some Mandarin and of course Spanish materials. So we will have those available on the van for circulation.
great.
And we'll have a lot of also bibliographies, which I'm working on updating while I'm out on the van, for subjects that, you know, parents need help with, like bedtime stories, potty, sibling rivalry, things like that, where we can really help parents through bibliotherapy handle problems at home.
If there are any members of the public that wish to speak, please use the raise your hand icon featured within this app to speak at this time. I see no public comment.
Great. Do we have any future agenda items that we want to put on next month's agenda? Well, I look forward to hearing about the use as it unfolds, but I imagine that will be part of your director's report. So,
yes.
Right. It'll be interesting to see how the schedule modifies itself, you know, based on who shows up when and how the word gets out.
All right. Well, if we have nothing else, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 6:30. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Nice to meet everyone.
Thank you all.